From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Surinamese rebel leader, Ronnie Brunswick, is with the National Army. And Caribbean governments agree to approach the World Bank and the IMF next week with a unified position. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In French Guiana this week, a special envoy of the Surinamese army commander, Desi Boutazir, held two lengthy meetings with the rebel leader, Ronnie Brunswick. Chandra van Binnendijk in Paramaribo reports that Brunswick is ready to talk peace.
Ronnie Brunswick's readiness to resume the peace talks signifies a major breakthrough in the deadlock the peace negotiations reached 6 months ago. In March this year, two of Brunswick's bodyguards were killed by the military police in an arrest on drug-related charges, while a jungle commando delegation was in the capital city to negotiate a peace agreement with the government. Parties did, however, not come to an understanding because the jungle commando rejected the government's draft and came up with demands that the government was opposed to. Last month, acting Vice President Willy Sumita made several attempts to resume the peace talks, but without any results. In this week's meetings with Brunswick, the Army Commander Special Envoy, Mr. Henk Herrenberg, also discussed the topic of the almost 7,000 displaced persons who have fled the war area and are living in refugee camps in neighboring French Guiana. Brunswick has an important role to play in the repatriation of these Surinamese.